Good morning, 0289 033 105. Whatever topic is on your mind, we would like to talk to you about it. I want us to talk now to a very special mum called Catherine McBennett. Catherine, good morning.
Good morning.
Catherine, tell me about the Neave Louise Foundation. It's very special to you and in many ways a heartbreaking topic, but it is an issue that you want to talk about on the programme this morning.
Yes, well, Neave was my first daughter. She was 15 years old and 13 years ago she died by suicide. And at that time, there wasn't the awareness that there is today. But even, you know, one of the reasons of coming on the show, there's still a lot of stigma associated with poor mental health and suicide. So over the last 12 years, we have campaigned and lobbied to try to create awareness so that people can come forward, receive the help that they deserve, and to know and to get the message out there, Frank, that you can recover and that it's not all doom and gloom. Because when we talk about suicide, everybody shies away from it, and you know, they're almost afraid to talk about it because it's such a dark topic. But in fact, the more we talk about it, the more awareness we create, and we allow people, our young people, old people, to realise that this is something that you can recover and that you can deal with.
That's one of the great debates, isn't it? Because it's something that is readily talked about on shows like this and in the media generally, and we still get criticism from listeners who say if you'd stop talking about it, people wouldn't think about it. I personally think that is absolutely wrong, but that mindset still exists.
That mindset still exists. And when we first set out years ago, because Neave was only 15, our ambition was to get into schools. And the schools at that stage had that mindset. Now, thankfully, a lot of the schools have changed and turned away, because one of the myths is, as you say, if you talk about suicide, it'll put it into somebody's mind. But that's not the case. If you talk about suicide, you're opening the door for therapeutic intervention. You're opening that channel to allow the person who is at risk of suicide to talk about their feelings and talk about how they are and to get the help that they need. So that myth itself is actually a barrier and prevents people from coming forward because they are so afraid to breach the topic and they're so afraid of the criticism and judgment of other people that they don't go forward. And then they are at risk of suicide, and a lot of people, as you know, die from this illness.
I'd be very surprised, very, very surprised indeed, Catherine, if there's anyone listening to this programme who doesn't know a family that's been affected by suicide.
Absolutely. The ripple effect suicide has within the community, you couldn't measure it. If you talk about, say, a young person dies within a school, it affects the whole school, it affects that whole family, it affects the whole community. You know, so one person dies by suicide, there's at least 60 people affected by it. So, you know, while it's a stigma, you know, and it just takes someone like yourself, you know, who's a leader in the community, to put the message out there that it's okay to talk about it, it's okay to talk about suicide. It's not going to put the notion into somebody's head, you know, that it's actually going to allow the person at risk, young person, old person, it affects anybody, it doesn't matter what age you are, it doesn't matter what religion you are, suicide affects everyone in the community. And what we want to do is to give people permission to seek help and say it's okay, you're not going to be judged. And there is help out there, various charities within the statutory services, there is help out there, and not to be afraid to seek it.
I hope you don't mind me asking you this question, Catherine, because it's going to take you back all those years, but it may be of benefit to other families who are coping at this moment in time, who've lost someone special very, very recently. And there's no other way to ask the question other than this. How do you cope?
you need help. You can't cope alone. And anybody who comes into the charity, bereaved families or anybody at risk, I always say you cannot cope alone. I don't cope alone. I have a good network around me. I go for therapy myself, still regularly. I go for talking therapy. For me personally, it is giving back into the community. You know, have the charity has actually saved himself, if you know what I mean, because the more people you help, like there's many days I'd be going, what's it all about, you know, and why me? And we go through the victim mode. But when a young person or someone who has received help from the charity comes and says, you know, I'm in a good place, that's worth so much, and that keeps you going, and that helps you focus, that you want to help more people. So I suppose in helping others, it is a good coping mechanism on not letting Eve die in vain. And as I always say to families, you know, don't let your loved one die in vain. There has to be a legacy left. There has to be, you know, something good to come out of their death, and so that we're continually learning. Niamh's death, yes, she helped create the charity, which has helped a lot of people, but we have so much more to do, you know, so much more in the community. You know, we have no government. There's a Protect Life strategy sitting on a shelf that haven't been implemented. And whilst we're a charity, we're doing our best in the community, and we are, you know, helping people. But think, you know, if the government was up and running, how many more people we could help and we could save. You know, there's just so much more to do. We're only just touching on it. To say 13 years ago, there was nothing really in Northern Ireland. But 13 years, I always compare it to like cancer charities. Look how wonderful work they have done, and they're going 40 odd years. We're only starting. Suicide prevention is only beginning. There's so much more work to do, and we need so much more help from as many people as possible within the community.
Can't argue with that at all, and maybe those politicians will be listening to you about the report that's gathering dust on the shelf. I know you've had some money from the Big Lottery Fund to continue with the Empowering Young Minds programme, which is of benefit as well. Catherine, thank you for speaking to me this morning. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I'd say Catherine McBennett, very much representing the memory of her late daughter, Niamh, and the Niamh Louise Foundation is the name of the charity. It's 17 minutes past 10. How are you this morning? 02890 333 105. 02890 333 105.